Well, obviously, it's a very somber morning, being the first day of school yesterday and this terrible news regarding our one of our students at Byron High School. As I mentioned before, it's a very somber mood, and we are doing all we can to support our students and staff here today.
What do you know about this right now?
You know, all I know is the factual information that's been shared with us by law enforcement, as well as our connections with the family, to make sure that we're able to share information to support family and friends and staff members here. Other than that, I can just tell you that, it's a sad situation, difficult time for a family, but a student was a senior student here, a senior female student was involved in a car accident yesterday afternoon. Again, we are certainly grieving her death.
Jeff, is there any way to anticipate something like this, or at least plan some kind of response to make sure students are taken care of in a difficult time? I mean, how do you anticipate something like this or react to it?
You know, unfortunately, we've come to a spot where we need to have plans in place to be proactive about how we communicate this, not only with our internal communication, also externally with our community. We do have protocols in place. Our district crisis team has been in place since very early this morning, putting together plans in regards to how we would communicate this with our staff and students, and then furthermore, how we continue to provide that support, not only, like I said, for our staff and students, but the family as well.
What do you know about Deesh? I mean, I don't know if you knew her personally, obviously you have so many students, but maybe from what you're hearing from your staff, teachers, whoever it may be, what are they saying about her?
Well, obviously, every student is precious to us, and DJ was a very involved student, as well as her entire family is involved with the Byron Public Schools. And those every time you're involved, those relationships that you garner with other staff and students, it certainly is far-reaching.